Cohesion. The National Cohesion and Integration Commission, NCIC, in collaboration with various stakeholders, has developed a comprehensive action plan to address the growing issue of hate speech in Kenya. Kenya National Action Plan Against Hate Speech introduces practical tools and mobilizes a No Hate Speech movement. It aims to enhance the collaborative efforts of stakeholders by improving their strategic capabilities to combat hate speech. NCIC Commissioner Eng. Philip Akundi emphasized the Commission's commitment, alongside its partners, to promote peace and social justice in the Sondu-Kericho border region and other conflict-prone areas nationwide. Eng. Akundi made these remarks while presiding over the International Day for Countering Hate Speech at Nyakach Sub-County Headquarters, Papondeti, on June 18. He said that hate speech is a significant trigger of inter-clan conflict in Sondu and other parts of Kenya. To prevent, combat, and address the effects of hate speech, NCIC has partnered with the national government, Kisumu and Kericho county governments, and peace organizations like the Free Pentecostal Fellowship in Kenya, FPFK, to spearhead peace-building processes for sustainable peace in the affected regions. Sadly, hate speech, rooted in intolerance, ethnocentrism, discrimination, and hostility, remains a part of political discourse in Kenya today, Akundi stated. Information technology has significantly contributed to spreading and amplifying this severe conflict trigger. Consequently, hate speech poses an urgent challenge to social cohesion and nation building. He added that hate speech fosters selfish leadership, erodes trust between communities, undermines public confidence in key institutions, and exacerbates religious and racial polarization. The commission, Akundi continued, is actively investigating and summoning suspects, conducting media monitoring, both social and mainstream, and building the capacity of stakeholders to mitigate the vice. I want to thank everyone for their resilience in facing the immense peace and cohesion challenges in this area, particularly in Sondu. As peace actors, we are facilitating the people of Kenya to engage in peace-building processes through people-centered and localized approaches. I urge all state and non-state actors to join NCIC and FPFK in transforming Kenya into a hate-free zone and achieving sustainable peace, he concluded.